This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Me and Taryn have been doing these like little things where we just like start each episode saying whatever, and I don't have a random thought today,
Ashley.
So I thought we'd just, you know, like chit chat about how we're feeling with the podcast lately. It's been
great. I was like you know those times where you like. Okay, so I'm assuming like mothers watch their like infant children like trying to walk and they keep like falling, but they're like, I'm not going to help them because I want them to go.
It's,
That's how I just felt listening
to that
sentence.
It's like how
you're
not supposed to help turtles get back to the ocean after they've been birthed.
Why?
Because they have to do it on their own.
So it's in both of these scenarios, I hope you know you are the infant and turtle baby.
Or the baby bird that's hatching and you're not supposed to help them hatch because they got to do it on their own.
All of these are not voting well for you.
You're my bird mom and I am the baby bird. Just like, feed me.
Ew, Ashley. That made me feel weird.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn. And happy Monday to you all, or whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah.
But we air on Monday, so I'm going to just assume that this is a Monday group.
It's a Monday. Because we all know that you're so into this podcast that the second you get a notification, you're like, I don't care where I am,
downloaded,
what I'm doing.
Shared. Rated.
Yeah.
Listening.
If this is your first time, I'm so sorry about that beginning. But then at the same time, I'm not. Because
I'm not at all.
That
because
was
this
the most real.
The truest form of us that there is. And it's better that you just know that right off the bat.
That's
you know,
super
there,
true.
No fake lies, no fakeness here. Just this is us.
Yeah.
This is us.
It's us.
Love that show.
Oh my gosh. Pull it together, woman. How was your week?
I had a very great week. And I'm blanking on exactly what happened since the last time we were here. But yeah, it was great. You know, all good things.
Oh my. I feel like we just need like
a
reset
hot mess
button.
Right now. I am a really hot mess right now.
You are a hot mess.
It also is like warm outside and it kind of threw me off. Oh. And I'm wearing like, well, I mean, this is, anyways.
You know, okay, I'm going to take over from here. Hi, I'm Taryn, the coherent one. Yeah, Ashley, definitely. I feel like we've talked about this in episodes before, but Ashley has these like personality types.
Yeah.
And when she's like tired Ash or hot Ash, like she's not all there. And I feel like, so that's why she's saying like it's hot outside. So she's like catching up.
Yes.
To being
where I'm at now.
Her best self.
Yes. Also, I just realized I'm very excited for this week, and this is a big moment for Enneagram people. The Enneagram song comes out, but I don't think I've mentioned this before, so let me backtrack a little bit. There is a podcast, one of my favorite podcasts, called Sleeping at Last. This is a band who has a podcast. The writer actually writes songs for each Enneagram number.
Yeah.
And if this is your first time listening to our podcast, we love the Enneagram. We are big fans of the Enneagram. This is not an Enneagram podcast, but like we talk about it frequently.
But you know what? We're not going to shut that door.
We're not going to shut that because you never know. But there is this guy. I'm blanking on his name, of course, but it's Sleeping at Last. And he writes a song for each number using instruments and lyrics and even musicians that are all based around that number. Basically, he started at 1. And he is ending this week at 9. I have waited a year and a half to hear my 9 number. I'm trying to think. It comes out June 7th. So it's probably out by the time you're listening to this. So definitely go check it out if you're a 9. If not, all of your numbers are out there. So go find it. Go listen to it. I think you guys will really enjoy it. I'm really excited to hear mine.
Yeah,
and
I'm super
get to
excited
talk
for
about
you.
Mine and just learn so much more about myself.
You know, it's something. So I'm like newer to this whole Enneagram thing, and I have learned a ton about myself. I just listened actually So yesterday I listened to the song, and then today I finished listening to his description of like how he made the song. And it is, it's such a cool process. Like he's put such so a cool much thought, even down to, he calls them fingerprints. Like he reaches out to people in his life that he loves who identify with that number, and he has them just send in sound snippets. So it can be like a grandma playing with her kids, or like the ocean, and he like integrates it into the music. But I listened to my song, and it's funny because like the whole thing about this is like when you read it or you hear something, you identify so deeply with it that it's like overwhelming, right? Yeah. Either you're super like, no, that's not me, because you're embarrassed of how much it is you, or you're overwhelmed. And I, dude, I lost it when I heard my song. I was crying like a baby. I even sent Ashley a video of myself with just like tears all over my face, and I was like,
oh my gosh,
hi, just listen to my song.
Yeah,
it's so good though.
Such a big moment, I think, for each person, because I think what's hard about just being human is like, is having all these feelings inside and feeling like you're the only one that feels these things. So when you hear a song that's perfectly curated for your type of person, your type of personality, it just I think it just makes you just kind of like relax and fall back and realize that so many people feel the same way.
Totally.
And that's what brings on like the rush of emotions, you know, because you're not alone. Obviously, he wrote this. Which, also, he's writing the number 9 song, and he's a 9.
No way.
Plot twist.
That's so perfect.
So I feel like it's going to be extra good because he's going to be talking about himself, which is a weird thing.
Perfected his process by now.
By the time he gets to his number. Isn't that crazy?
That's cool.
So fun. So fun.
That's super cool.
Also, I just wanted to hop on here and say that we got our first like feedback from one of our podcasts.
What do you mean?
Yes. I'm very, 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 very excited about this. I think it was a few episodes ago. I'm trying to remember exactly which episode it was, but we talked about getting back on the grind of things, and a girl sent in an email talking about how she had lost a bunch of weight but was losing, wasn't like motivated to do it anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She tagged us in an Instagram and said that she heard her email on the podcast and it meant so much to her, and that it inspired her to get back into the gym. And thank you so much, and thanks for listening and giving our advice. So I was going, responded. Obviously, I'm not going to give away her Instagram name because, you know, privacy stuff. But thank you so much for letting us know. And I just wanted to say, if we ever do pick your email and we talk about your email, it would mean no pressure, obviously. Mean the world to us if you like gave us an update or like let us know that you listened to it and whether that advice was good or not. Like, we want the good feedback and the bad feedback. So
I know too, like I read an email the other day of and like she said she didn't want to be acknowledged in any way, so I'll keep it super general. But basically someone who was struggling in the same area as one of our like more serious topics. And she was just saying, it was cute, she was saying like she was just a mess because she's been like trying to figure out like how to get past that certain struggle. And she said just hearing that someone else is going through the same thing and then hearing us give the advice we gave, like it just was so encouraging to her. And it was just really cool because I feel like, you know, when we first started it, it was kind of like we're trying to figure out exactly where this is going. And honestly, like, I don't even really know, to be honest. Like, because I mean, sometimes, like, but I think that's what's cool about it is because our whole subject matter is about people, right? And people are messy and people are always changing. So it's kind of cool that we don't have this box that we're necessarily in.
Right.
Like, we're just like, we can like joke and have fun, but we can also like cry and be serious together. And I know that, you know, there are some serious topics that we want to tackle in the future, but we also are not. We do put thought into this. Like, we don't just handle these as like entertainment only. Like, we also put a lot of thought and heart into it. So I don't know. It's just been a cool. It's been a cool ride.
I've always wanted to say that. Well, you said it perfect.
Thanks.
Well done.
Thanks.
I've been seeing a lot of the same things as well. People just saying like they heard one of them and it reminded them of this story. So maybe in the future we might start doing themed episodes.
Ooh.
Let us know in said socials if we should do that or not. But obviously not all the time, but maybe every once in a while if we get an overwhelming amount of a specific subject, we can do one on just dating or just friendship drama or just work stuff or just school stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah?
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I have a super fun short to start off the episode with.
Sure. Did you just plan this whole episode without me?
I did not plan.
Surprising me with everything.
I did not plan. This is fun though. I love stuff like this. Okay. Ready or not, this one says secret crushed-a-mer.
Crushed-a-mer.
Crushed-a-mer, which of course, title, loved it, living for it. This
she
is from
has a crush
Amber.
On a customer.
Ooh, well done. Good job.
Amber
says, "Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I am a massive fan of your podcast and I thought I'd share, hopefully, a short story." And it is. So well done. Good job, Amber. "Basically, I work at a supermarket and I see this guy come in fairly regularly to buy groceries." Duh. She's funny. She put duh. "Every time he comes in and I am working, we always have a little chatty chat." I feel like me and her would get along.
Yeah,
she said chatty chat. "One night I had a dream that we went on a date and to the movies, and I wasn't mad about it. He looks cute, seems nice, treats staff well, and I think he's single. I've only seen him come in alone or with his dad. Have either of you ever been in or know anyone in this kind of situation? I don't think I'd ask him out because I'm a frigid wuss."
Oh my gosh.
I love her. She says, "I've never dated anyone and I'm around 24. But side story, I told a couple of friends at work about him and my dream and they're all excited about it. But since I told them, he's come into work here and there and I'm nowhere near him or I've just clocked off. So, yeah, that's my short story for today. Thanks for reading. Can't wait for all the rest of your podcast. Lots of love, Amber."
Hi, Amber.
Amber, I feel like we should get coffee or something. I feel like we would get along. I love how you worded this. I have my opinions, but I'm going to pass it to Taryn. Do you have any thoughts on this? Have you been in a situation like this?
Well, considering the fact that I work with small children, so my extent would be like,
even like first jobs?
Single dads.
Other jobs?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
single
no,
dads.
Seriously.
That's a no.
No. I worked at a restaurant, but I don't know. Like, restaurant people are kind of crazy. Like, there was always, like, drama and, like, she's, like, hooking up with him and now he's hooking up with her and, like, this person did this. So it was always so messy that I didn't really, like, get into it. And then there was never, like, I worked at Red Robin, so it's not that there's like regulars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're just like, it was always so like go, go, go. So I never really had that experience where it was like someone I saw all the time and I was like into him, you
know? That's so funny. I've had multiple experiences like this and that's why I wanted to talk about this. I feel like at every job, I had a handful of guys that would come in regularly that I just like daydreamed about. Like I would wait for them to come in and then I would try to like spark up some kind of conversation every single time they came in. I've worked at a sandwich place. I worked at Hollister and I worked at a lot of different hotels. The hotel one was the worst because they would come in all the time for like work or something like that. And I would get so excited and they would like hang out and talk at my desk when I should be working, but I'm like talking with them. But the thing with that was they were never like good available guys, you know? So it was never a real option for me, even though I wanted it to be. So I think you just need to strike up some kind of conversation and get to know him a little bit better and maybe just do coffee.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can totally, that's a valid thing. First, you got to find out if he's available. And if he is, then I say go for it.
Totally. I mean, what do you have to lose?
Nothing, literally nothing's.
Except,
or you could even have a coworker help you like come up with some kind of bump into kind of situation.
Yeah.
And then just be like, oh, we're all going and doing this. And then invite him. That could work.
Yeah, totally. You got this.
We believe in you, Amber. Thank you
love
so much for
on
the
aisle
short
four.
Love on aisle four. And if you do, Amber, please let us know.
Let us know about it.
I vote that's a yes. I think you should definitely have a coworker help you out with that one.
Yes.
Because why not? Accidentally just like bump into him.
Moral of the story, just go for it.
Just
life's
do
too
it.
Short.
Just do it.
Yes. So before we get into my story, which is it's a tough topic for sure.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We should take a break.
Breaky break.
And, you know, get your minds ready, your hearts ready to dive into a situation that I don't feel like a lot of people go through, but then also many people have. So it's going to be interesting. if that makes sense. That was a weird sentence. But all it's I'm dangling. I'm dangling the carrot.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Okay, let's take a short break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. I took a drink.
I was trying to say, can I drink of water?
I was trying to wait. I was just being really subtle.
No, I wasn't calling you out. Like, I was waiting for you to finish, but then you were drinking so slowly and stealthily that I was trying
to be quiet.
Oh, she's trying to, like, she wants me to go.
I was like, oh, we're starting. So I took like a quiet sip. You know, that was my plan.
We were both like looking out for the other.
You bobbed, I weaved kind of thing.
Yeah. Bob and weave. So let's get into, oops, I lost it. I put my phone on airplane mode and then, okay. She didn't say she wants to be anonymous, but I'm also going to just make the choice to not say her name. Because, you know.
Don't forget, people.
Yeah. Just let us know. Literally, first sentence. Yes, say my name. No, don't say my name. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Some people will be like, don't say my email address. And I was like, I won't. Like, I would never.
Unless it's really funny.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. My first email address I still have, which I won't say because, dear God, that it's already suffered enough. It's like every spam email you can imagine goes to that one. And it's super embarrassing. So I remember the first time I had to get like a big girl email because I went to like a job interview and they were like, your email address. And I said it so slowly and quietly because I was like, oh, dear God.
Snickerdoodle 753.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed. And he just looked at me and I was like, I know.
Yep.
Okay. So, I don't know. She doesn't say she wants to be anonymous. I'm just going to say it.
If she didn't say anonymous, then we get to say your name.
Okay.
That's how the rules are.
That is true. This is from Caitlin.
Hello, Caitlin.
She says, dear Ashley and Taryn, I don't know how to start, so I'm just going to jump in. On the 15th of February this year, I was at work like any other day and checked my phone on my lunch break.
Okay.
So she was scrolling through socials when I see an article about an accident that happened the night before of a motorcycle being hit during a police chase. Little did I know this article would change the rest of my year. Turns out the rider who was hit and killed was my only friend left from high school. Let me just say, Jordan, my friend, was the most caring person I have ever known, truly putting anyone and everyone first. The hardest thing about this whole thing for myself is I meant to catch up with him the coming weekend before I left the country on a family trip. And then she goes on to just say, obviously, his family's upset. It sounds like they're religious, so they have a lot of peace about it. But she's struggling and can't seem to let go of the anger that she feels.
Yeah.
She says, you're probably wondering how the accident happened. Well, the lady driving was in a stolen car running from the police around midnight to get away from the cops as quickly as possible. She was driving on the wrong side of the road and hit Jordan head on and then continued to drive off.
Oof.
Now, I know I should be able to move on from it all, but if it wasn't for this lady breaking the law, my friend would still be here. The police are charging her with manslaughter and she has to go to court this next month. What I need to know is, should I go to the court case to get closure, as I was not in the country for the funeral and feel like I have a constant wound from this loss of friendship? I hate that this is something I'm dealing with at 23 years old. Thank you in advance.
Ooh, that's hard.
I know. This one really got me because we all deal with death in our lives, and especially with this, there's different types, you know, like I lost my grandpa to ALS and like that I had to deal with just this whole like, this isn't fair, watching him suffer, like that was so hard. But when it's like medical stuff, that's like a whole different area as opposed to like this where it's
also
like
age.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and where it's
when
like
when they've lived a life and when they haven't lived
totally,
a full life.
Totally. And when someone else is responsible, mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a whole other.
It's a completely different game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense why, Caitlin, like you're not able to process this and it feels hard to move on because that's something I don't think anyone's just born with this ability to understand those situations.
No.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's really hard. And I think with stuff like this, I don't want to tell you exactly what to do because I feel like everyone's different when it comes to grieving and mourning and how you deal with that. I know some people need closure and I know some people don't.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes going and facing or seeing someone can make even worse, more negative effects. So I think it really depends on what kind of person you think you are.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I feel like there's nothing wrong with going to court and just listening and being there for the verdict and maybe even having the opportunity to even say something if that was presented to you. I feel like I might be the type of person who would want to go and be there for that. But that's hard because I don't know her and I don't know exactly
how
she
works. Well, I think what you're saying, like, it just depends on how you think it's going to affect you. Like, if going to this is going to be a way that you feel like you're supporting your friend and, like, in that way you feel like you're getting that closure, then, you know, by all means do it. But if you think it's something, like, you're going to go to this and then you're going to see this person and it's going to create even more anger and more hurt that's going to be, you know, added to this like hurdle that you're already trying to get over, then maybe it's not the best choice. But I definitely think, you know, you got to keep like searching to find ways that you can, you know, mourn this loss. And I don't think you ever like get over when you lose somebody.
No.
But I think you find different ways to like when you're reminded of them, you like, you think back on times and like you kind of like you miss them in a longing way, but like the hurt sometimes starts to wear off. But like Ashley said, like everybody's different. So I would definitely, if it sounds like missing the funeral was really hard for you, so maybe you gather people who knew him or, you know, even go with his family and just have a time where you're able to just say something about how much he meant to you, or, you know, go to the beach. I always go to the beach when I feel this need of like releasing. And And just kind of like give your sentiments there, but definitely pursue that. Mm-hmm. And then just really sit back, talk to some people in your life that know you and know how you tick and what works. And also have that honest conversation of like, what Why is your you motive going? Behind it? Yeah.
Yeah. I think once you figure that out, then you'll be able to tell yourself whether you should go or not. Because if you're going for any kind of revenge or something like yeah. that, or emotional reasons, I would say it's probably a no. But if you want to go because you feel like you want to be there for your friend because he deserves someone there for him or her, I missed if it was a him or her, then definitely go and just like yeah. sit in the back. You don't have to get involved in any way. You could just be there and that could yeah. be your way of supporting him or her.
Oh, totally.
Was it a him or her?
It's Jordan. I'm assuming, yeah, because she's
like,
he was.
That's why I couldn't decide.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Okay, him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I think ultimately, like, we know ourselves and we know deep down, like, those little things and we know why we're doing things. So I would even just, like, journal about it and see kind of where you're standing. Again, I can't give, like, personal experience advice to that. Yeah. But I think, you know, also, like, you know, losing someone or experiencing a death like that, that can bring up a lot. Mm-hmm. So if you really feel like this is like kind of overwhelming you or getting ahead of you, like, you know, talk to some people about it. There's yeah. tons of support groups. There's tons of books and things that have to do with that. So definitely, you know, make sure you're healthy and thinking about what's best for you too. And then whatever decision you make, I think either way, just be in mind of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you've got this, and I think you'll yeah. make a good decision.
And I'm so especially sorry if you ask for your people. Loss. That's, yeah. that's a rough one. We'll that's definitely...
Tough. Especially when they're so young yeah. Yeah. and such a full life ahead of them. That's yeah. tragic.
Yeah, but it sounds like you are honoring him definitely, even just the way you talked about him. So keep his memory alive like that, and we'll definitely be sending out prayers and positive vibes that your heart will continue to heal.
Yes.
Yes. But thank you so much, Caitlin, for sending
Thanks,
that in.
Caitlin.
And we wish you the best of luck definitely in this upcoming season.
Oof.
Yes.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
I had something very similar happen to me when I was in high school. And it was the year I came in, everyone in the year before me had a friend that got hit by a motorcycle, and yeah. I didn't know the guy, but watching them deal with that at a young age yeah. was really crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
because they're so young.
Yeah,
and it was someone else's fault, and yeah, it's super sad.
Yeah. Well, shall we take another quick break before we get into yours?
Yeah, mine's definitely on like a different vibe.
Yeah,
so right? we'll just that was take a little more breath. Solemn. This one's yeah. a little more. Not so sad. but yeah, we can definitely take a break before that. We have this one's long. So it's a really long story.
So go pot tea now.
So go take your break now. This one is called Crazily Intertwined.
Oh.
So that's my little teaser for you. And we'll come back after the break and you'll get to hear what that means exactly.
Yes. Okay, break.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
This time, Taryn is taking a drink of water, And I did what she did. Honestly, and I was just looking at her.
I probably would never. There's so many nights I go to bed and I think of my day and I haven't drank any water whatsoever, just coffee and Diet Coke. And then I hang out with you and your sister and I feel like I have to drink water because you guys are drinking water.
Guys, I'm on a level.
I know it's good for me.
I'm like a fish. I literally drink so much water. Peeing has become my hobby. Like, it's just what I do now. It's half of my day. Like, I constantly have to go to the bathroom. But, can't, you know, really. This is just a separate side note, but I feel great when I drink a lot of water and I feel like my skin's better and all those reasons. There's many reasons, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long story short, your girl drinks too much water and pees way too much of the day. So
I just want to say, you've been talking a lot about being on the toilet and I didn't bring anything up. So
Well, anyways, if you guys have not yet, be sure to follow us on all of our socials. Yes. And if you have a story to share with us, they can email us. Where should they email us at, Taryn?
Didn't you try to step me up?
Stop
me up.
Stop.
It's my turn. Advice unsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Yes. Send us your questions.
You know, we have fun with our socials and we did like a little question and answer thing.
We sure did.
We go live sometimes.
We do that.
By sometimes, I mean, we've done it once, but like, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. We'll do all the time. Definitely follow us on everything. Send us pictures, send us DMs, send us edits. Yes. We love our edits. We're big fans.
Love the edits.
Of all of your guys' talented work.
Well, okay, Ashley loves the edits because usually the edit is my face plastered on something. So
I make sure of that.
It's great.
Yes. And I'm really happy. I'm going to say this. One of our questions that we asked you guys on Instagram this past week was or one of the things you guys asked us to do on our Instagrams, because it was ask us anything. One of you guys said that we should come out with merch. We reposted it and said, should we? And I'm not kidding. I think there was a good like 30 mentions in the answers, 30, 40 mentions answers of people
confused.
Saying, yes, please.
Yeah.
So
if you want a t-shirt,
I'm not promising anything, but I'm just saying,
on a moon,
one of your edits could be the merch and that would be glorious and it would make my day. So go crazy, let your creative juices flow and we'll just like slap it on a shirt and call it merch. And that sounds great.
I will say, until I became friends with you guys and learned about this world of like fan accounts, like I had no idea.
They make my
how
life.
How many things people could put your head onto. I've been Olaf. I've been a dog. I've been now a moon, a mosquito.
You've been my mom.
I've what?
They put like a mom body and they put your face on it.
Why couldn't you just?
I loved it.
I don't care.
Actually, it might have been one of my favorites.
I don't, you know, it's fine. Yeah.
There's one of me. I was on a rocket ship. I was taking off and you were the moon in the background.
Yes. Yes, you know, so
it
thank
made
you
me
all
so
for,
happy.
For
I loved it.
You know, making me aware of what I would look like if I was a snowman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank
Life
you.
Is so much better with
edits.
Edits. It makes it
Photoshop.
Great. It's a good time. Yeah. Anyways, I digress. I promise I won't talk about edits anymore. Let's get on into my story, guys. This one is long, but. I don't want to summarize it because there's a lot of backstory to it. And it kind of, once we get to the end, it makes sense. So we're just going to get through it.
I'm not going
to
interrupt you.
Chime in if you want to, but like, you know, be intentional about your chime ins. You know, you don't want to like trip me up and then I have to like trumble like.
Trumble?
Trumble. I don't.
Just start reading.
I quit.
Just start reading.
Here's the story. Crazily intertwined. Entwined.
Oh, dear God.
Crazily entwined. Okay. Ashley and Taryn, I know that there are a billion of stories like these, but I'm hoping mine is a little more unique. A little background. I'm 18 now, and my brother Jaden, only 8 days less than a year older than me, is 19. She's very specific. She's 18. Her brother's 19.
Thank you, Ash.
Just to clarify. So let's start way back. I don't even remember the day I first met Dakota. Dakota's
Ooh,
the boy.
That's a great name.
That's just Dakota.
That's a hot name.
But I do know that he is and has always been my brother's best friend. Dakota is about 5 months younger than me. I used to always stay at home while my brother went to Dakota's family cabin or while he was up at their house. I mean, he's my brother's best friend, so why would I get to be involved in that anyways? We live a little more than an hour away from them, but their cabin is about 30 minutes away from our house. I used to be very shy around him, but one year, my best friend Rachel and Dakota came with our family to a cabin that my family had access to. We have the best memories from those times, and especially that time when we went to the cabin. We played tons of games and board games and went boating a lot. There were stand-up paddle boards and all around just a million fun things to do and experience. One day on that trip, Rachel decided that she should tell Dakota that I liked him, which Rachel and I had many conversations about that.
I just will say, like, I have a Rachel in my life and she would do the exact same thing.
I was going to say, that's such like a best friend thing who's like known about it, but it's been too long. And they're like, okay, I'm stepping in.
And Rachel's like, someone's such a good name. Something. Like, how good does this sentence sound? Yeah. Freaking Rachel. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a perfect name for
Rachel,
that friend.
Classic Rachel. And so Rachel asked if he feels the same way, to which he responded he didn't know. That was one of those times that was super embarrassing for me. But moving on, I've basically grown up around Dakota, and I've now gone out to his cabin almost every year, and I've gone and hung out with him and my brother. I found myself developing a strong friendship with him to the point that just him and I go out and do things now. I used to always feel like the third wheel because I'd hang out with him and my brother. But now it's getting to the point where my brother feels more like the third wheel because we're so close. Twist. We've just developed the best friendship, and I've grown to adore him and his family just like they're my own. Just this past February, we went to a Dean Lewis concert, just the two of us, and which sounds like a good time. I'm always hoping that he'll make a move, but at the same time, I don't want things to get weird between us because we're now such good friends. Now we're growing up and making huge life decisions, and he has made one to move to Arizona to go to school, which had always been an option for me, as well as which has always been an option for her. But she found out that he made this decision. I just mumbled that up, but you get the point. You get it.
I followed.
She found out that he was moving and started thinking of how she could make things work for her in Arizona also. She says, I have lots of family in Arizona, so I decided that the best option would be for me to move into a sort of apartment that my grandparents have above their garage and go to a community college campus of one of the big universities down there. So I made the decision, but I have to admit that Dakota moving down there is a huge draw for me because I really do feel such a strong bond with him. I've always said that I wanted what was best for our friendship because I really don't want to ruin that and what we have. But if something were to happen between us, I'd happily accept it. But I'm getting to a point where I feel seriously attached to him, and I don't know what I'll ever do if we don't even get a chance to explore these feelings. This is funny. Our moms were talking at one point recently, and his mom was telling my mom that he might have similar feelings about all of this, which my mom then relayed to me. Thanks, Mom.
It's a great mom.
It's a great mom. But we do have such a good bond and friendship that if doing something about it could hurt that, I think we would both want to just avoid that situation. I do want to point out that my family figured out that I liked Dakota when my best friend opened her mouth to my cousin, who then spread the word to the rest of my extended family. I think my entire family really likes him, so there's definitely no issue there. I'm just so lost as to what to do, so I'm asking your advice. What should I do? I'd love some outside perspective on our situation because I've been so involved in it for such a long time. Thanks a million, Brooklyn. P.S. I'm moving to Arizona in about 2 weeks and decided to make a trip to Disney along the way. So, of course, I'm bringing Jaden and Dakota. We're so close to Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
What
we
if
should
we
go.
Met up with them?
Let's wear disguises.
I will be so chill. Brooklyn, I swear, I will not be chill. I'll just look at him and be like, Dakota, who's your cute friend?
No, I will not be chill. I will be Sebastian in The Little Mermaid when he's trying to get them to kiss. You know what I mean? I'll just be in the background singing.
Sha-la-la-la. Yeah. So she said that he won't be officially moving down until August, but her family is also helping him move his Jeep and stuff down this week. Our lives are crazily entwined.
Boom, shakalaka.
Don't
that
you
was
love
a great
when the
tie.
TV shows like drop the TV show name or the yes. movie drops the title yes. of the movie? Yes. She did it so
that
well.
Was great.
There
Last
was also
sentence.
Little like emojis in there that brought a lot Cute. Of life to the story. It was all around great story.
Great. Yes.
Thank you, Brooklyn, for sending this to us. Wow, there's so many things to talk about here.
So many things in so little time.
They grew up together.
Yeah.
So they're not just like close. They're not just like best friend close. They're like brother, sister close.
Well, you don't want to say that because that's
like,
weird.
They've grown up together. So they probably have that like goofy brother, sister kind of like joke around.
Yeah, but still like with the four, like a possible lover, you don't ever want everyone to say
acted,
you have.
They haven't acted on it in any way.
Homegirl wants it.
She wants
she
it
does.
Real bad. She does. Which yeah. And she also said that Dakota's mom told her mom. Oh my God, I'm so involved. Yeah. Dakota's mom told her mom that he might feel the same way.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, if Dakota's gonna start dating someone and eventually like be like dating and get married and create a life, like you're not gonna be as involved. Because that's just how it works, right? Like, mm-hmm. especially if he's this, like, hot guy who you used to be in love with. Same thing for, like, when you start dating someone, they're probably not going to be like, oh, cool, go have fun with Dakota.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Yeah,
it's sad and it sucks, but it happens.
So I get cherishing the friendship. And mm-hmm. I think that, like, honestly, like, you'll need that recovery time if for some reason you say, like, hey, this is how I've been feeling. I just want to know, like, is this ever a possibility or no? Like, and we've talked about this in other episodes. Like, say it light to kind of get his reaction and then, like commit to, like, either diving in or, like, getting out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's always better to get an answer.
Yeah, because, like,
you'll
like,
recover. This whole, like, limbo stage that you're in can only last for so long until it starts driving you crazy. And what's not okay is you planning your life around him.
Yeah,
and
you move
that
to another
not being
state.
An option.
Yeah.
You know? So that's not okay. So I think it's very important that you do ask him, like Taryn said, but again, it's all about how you say it. Because you don't want to be like, so do you like me? You
but know? even if, like, I mean, this is the I mean, it might have been better to ask him before moving to the same state as him.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, it's not like you guys either have, like, an established life in Arizona. So even if, like, you say this and he's maybe like, oh, hey, like, I'm not really, like, I can't reciprocate. Like, you still have, like, this is a totally new transition. You're going to find new friends, new routines.
Lots of
new
guys.
Things. And I will just
College.
Say, because my brother played football in Arizona, there are some hot athletes,
mm-hmm.
which is literally my kryptonite. Hot athletes. That's yes. Everyone's like, what's your type? And I say, hot athlete. That's
With
all I want.
Hot
athlete. Tall.
Yeah. I think you should definitely, oh man, I just really feel, for whatever reason, I really feel like you should just say something.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like normally I'm the type to be like, play it out. Play it safe. Like, keep it cool. But, like, you should just be super chill and just be like, hey,
yeah,
like, would you ever be interested in that?
Yeah.
Because I could kind of see something here.
Yeah.
And then if he says no, then drop it.
Yeah. Honestly, too, like, because I've actually been in a similar situation.
Yes, she has.
And I don't know what noise just came out of my
mouth
right
now. Another time.
No, that story's never coming out. But, like,
we'll
I will say,
shut it.
I will say, like, I waited way too long to just full on say something, which I regretted because I feel like I was so curious about if there was a possibility that, like, I put it up to this, like, big thing.
Right.
So at the end of the day, like, I did say something and he was kind of like,
oh.
Yeah. Like, no, like, I don't feel that way or whatever.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, it was kind of like a shocker because I was like convinced something, you know.
Which she might be in the same state because we're talking about years
of
friendship here.
That's what I'm saying. So, but honestly, for me, it was like, I felt so dumb in that, like, in that conversation. And I was a little bit, like, angry because I was like, okay, there's no, like, nobody just acts the way that, like, we have been.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I'm sure he's thought about it.
Oh, totally.
There's no way he hasn't thought about it.
Yeah.
But he's probably just as scared as you are.
Yeah.
Or just, like, unsure.
Or just, like, we've talked about a dumb boy who, like, literally doesn't.
Yeah. And also, like, if you brought it, if you bring it up to him, like, I highly suggest you do in, like, a super chill way, and he says no, I'm just throw this out there. That doesn't necessarily mean no in the future, you know? Because college is such a weird time where you're just, like, growing and learning and experiencing life, and you're learning about yourself, you're learning about others, and he might be like, no, I don't see it. And then you guys, your guys' friendship will continue. And he's like, wait.
Or
shoot.
Or
she's cute.
Like how I can relate. Like you'll say, it's almost like you say it and then you hear yourself say it and you're like, what am I talking about? Like,
yeah. Oh my God, there's this is so dumb. Many ways then, this can go.
Either way, I will say, like, you will recover the friendship if it's like this deep friendship that you have. Like, people have gotten over way worse than that. Like, you'll recover. But there won't be this awkwardness, and then you can finally, like, move on. Because I guarantee you're not going out there and, like, meeting people and talking to people and, like, getting your flirt on with other people because you sound super invested in it.
You're holding back because Dakota.
Yeah.
Because hashtag Dakota.
Which Dakota, you know?
I do want to reiterate off of that. From, like, a big sister standpoint, I would not want you to plan your life around this boy, whether or not you are in a relationship with him or you're just friends. So,
yeah, and you should talk to your brother. I mean, she should talk to her brother, though, if it's serious, because she doesn't want to, like, hurt their friendship if that, you know. But it sounds like if your brother's letting you hang out with this guy by himself.
Well, it sounds like her whole family knows.
Yeah.
So, brother might know already.
That's true. That's true.
We don't know.
Either way, girl, you got to just say something. And then either way, like, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. So either you're going to start moving on and find who you're meant to be with, or you guys can start exploring this, or you can just chicken out and freaking enlist Rachel to get up in there and just blab it out for
Let
you.
Let her do her thing. I think either way, you need an answer, and you need to decide if you want to play it safe and get an answer, or just, like, boldly walk up there and get an answer. But either way, I think you need an answer though. Because you've got to live your life, and you can't live your life based around what Dakota's doing.
And if he's still, it's going to take him a month to get out to Arizona. Maybe, like, I don't know, just, like, think about it. Think about what you really want. Like, take some space. Don't talk to him as much. Then when he comes out, I would do it soon. So that way you can either, like, establish your own life, or you guys can explore this new state together.
Yeah.
But you don't want to, like, keep it going and then have all these spots you have in Arizona. And, oh, we hang out here and we do this. And now he, like, was sitting over there on that couch when he looked so cute. So now every time I look at my couch, I picture him that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just, like,
You don't want to develop memories in Arizona when this is, like, a new start, a fresh start. No. This is first year of college. Like, you want only good memories, obviously.
Totally.
The bad will get in. But, like, yes, you also don't want him to hold you back from making new friends or possible boyfriends or anything else that could come from college. Yes. You don't want Dakota holding you back either.
Totally.
But
you got this.
I mean, if your whole family likes him and the whole family knows, I mean, I'm sure he thought of it. So I feel like you can walk up there confidently and just be like, yo, you like me or what?
What is this?
What do you call this?
Maybe you shouldn't be as aggressive, but, like, you know.
Should we check it?
Just give him a paper. Check yes or no. Do you like me?
No.
Yes.
No.
I would think that was cute.
That's not cute. I want someone to tell me to my face.
Girl.
Don't listen to Taryn.
Okay.
All right. Brooklyn, good luck with Dakota.
Yeah.
Good luck with college. There's so many good things coming your way. College is such a fun time. Have so much fun at Disneyland. Soak up all the magic. I wish I could go with you. That would be so much fun. Also, I mentioned it earlier. I'm going to just say it. I would love an update on this. So if you wanted to, like, send another email with an update, or DM us, or take a picture of you and Dakota and your brother at Disneyland and tag us. That would be so much fun.
He's all, who are these girls?
I'm like, oh, you guys look so cute together. Anyways, I promise I'll keep it cool. But yeah, thank you so much for sending in your story. it was a good time. And I love all the details. I love the title. Love the emojis.
Nailed it.
So many good things about that.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, a good one. I wasn't sure where this one was going. It was a rough.
I feel like we say that every episode, but then it comes out and I'm like, hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
We did a good job.
We're killing it.
Guys don't even know. Like, me and Taryn will finish an episode and we're just like, oof, that was rough. And then we'll hear it come out and I'm like, hey,
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. It was funny. Like the
little do
the
we know, Mark just edits out everything.
He has this like magic dust button that just like sprinkles magic all over the episode, and all of a sudden it makes us say, great. We sound good. Our voices sound prettier.
Oh, you don't watch The Office.
We don't pause anymore. I do, but not like everyone else does.
Can't relate. I'm sure there's office listeners.
Okay, so office go listeners. For it.
It's like, you know, when like Jim is, oh crap, I forgot. Oh, Gabe.
Jim pull it together.
I'm sorry, I forgot his name. Jim and Gabe are having like this like confrontation, and he sits and records his boss's book on tape and then doctors it to like tell Gabe stuff so that he has to sit. Anyway, now I'm getting too detailed, but anyways.
This is about the point where we end the episode.
Mark made our voices, he like figured out how to make us say things, and so really it's not even us talking. Is this me?
We hope you have a happy
I'm
Monday.
Having a crisis.
Inception. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you
later. I love how she's just cutting me off. I'm not here. Okay.
All right.
I guess this is it.
Have a happy Monday. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.